This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Class 3 milk futures are likely to see continued choppiness in the marketplace. We'll have more right after this.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me. August 13th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett with special guest Priscilla Block. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office. Thomas Rhett live.
The Class 3 milk market has experienced significant volatility recently, with prices fluctuating and market participants seeking clear direction. Kathleen Wolfley, an agriculture broker with Ever.ag, provided insights into the current dynamics and future outlook for Class 3 milk.
With hitting new life of contract highs in the second half futures market 2 weeks ago, and then seeing a bit of retracement last week down to pricing that we were trading in late May. And we're back into talking $20-ish dollar milk on average for the second half of 2024, and that's for Class 3 in particular.
Wolfley said domestic demand has remained strong.
Promotional activity has been helpful, so that's been good for helping to move a little bit more product into consumer hands. But I think that there's also a question around what does export demand look like into the second half, particularly at these $190 to $2-ish futures prices into the second half of 2024. Those are probably not all that competitive values for an international buyer that's looking at U.S. prices, European prices, New Zealand prices, and trying to decide where they're going to buy their cheese from next.
Wolfley added that she expects the choppiness in the marketplace to continue.
The market is trying to weigh all those factors. Uncertainty around milk production, what seems to be a pretty good recovery in domestic demand, though lingering questions around its sustainability, and uncertainty around what the export front is going to look like. So I suspect we're probably in this position where the market could stay in a fairly choppy position, just searching for that direction of what's going to be the leading factor.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.